We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Joe, I'm enjoying all the little visitors that keep coming in to say
so
hello.
So am I. That reminds me of when my daughter was tiny and time goes by so fast.
Wait.
Huh?
You. My daughter is 25. I think she's 25.
Wow. Wasn't it great when...
She's going to be 25 in a month. She's my youngest.
She is?
My oldest, Elijah, is... I think going to be 30 this year. Think about that. I'm a 30-year-old.
Wow.
I'm just saying. You say time flies. Like, your daughter's what, 13, 14?
15, yeah.
15? Yeah, time flies.
I remember I used to read to her every night, and then she would fall asleep, watching her fall asleep when she was like 4. And then 10 minutes later, here she is, demanding things, yelling at me, this stuff.
Listen, that's what I tell all the parents. You know, the kids that I coach, I tell them all. I said, you know, you're going to bitch and moan about this experience, and it costs money, the commitment, the driving, the tournaments, and the time at practices, this and that and everything. Then you're going to open your eyes, and it's going to be over. Mm-hmm. And you're going to be like, I spent the last 3 years miserable and bitching, as opposed to just enjoying the fact that I get a lot of quality time with my kid, because you never get it back.
Yeah, exactly. And the sports that they want sometimes aren't the sports that you want. She's playing flag football now.
Yes.
She's running routes as a receiver.
That's fun, though.
She loves it.
Right.
That thing is taking off right now.
Yeah.
Did you know that? With girls especially.
Right. That's taken off. If girls wrestling has really taken off, too.
Really?
Yes.
Well, the NFL took off many years ago and became the number one sport in this country and is now a national obsession. And here to talk about it, Chris Carter from the Post-Gazette. What a wonderful man he is, Paul, isn't he?
Yes. What a wonderful man. Chris Carter.
I don't know about all that, guys.
All he does is score touchdowns.
All he does is catch touchdowns,
right?
You know what we haven't talked about, Chris? And you're on the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Is more of a local angle with the Pitt guys. Tell us about some of these guys, where they might go, who's going to be the highest pick, that type of thing, if you would.
Pitt's got a good group of guys here. They're not going to continue their streak of back-to-back years with first-round picks. That's over after Kenny Pickett and Kalijah Kansi. But don't overlook a guy like Matt Gonsalves maybe sneaking his way into the later part of the third round. Yes, he missed the majority of this past season, but he is an extremely flexible offensive tackle who has the right kind of build that a lot of people like to see. He's played left tackle, left guard, right guard. He's moved all over the Panthers offensive line, and people are going to look at that and say, hey, we like versatile offensive linemen. We could take that guy in the third round and mold him. I think at the latest, he goes fifth round. I would be shocked if he went the fifth round, actually. I think most likely I see him going in the fourth. If someone really wants to get a flexible tackle, he could go in the third. Another guy who has really risen up boards in this offseason process is Bub Means, wide receiver Bub Means. He didn't put up, you know, prolific numbers for Pitt over the past couple seasons, but he was a good player. And I think if Pitt had just had better quarterback situations, you know, Keaton Slovis, Filjakovic, those the way that played out, I think Bub Means would have shown everyone that he had a lot more in the tank. But when I went to the combine and I started talking to, you know, scouts and, you know, front office folk from around the league, there was a lot of buzz about Bub Means. They're like, we love it. He's almost 6'2". He's stocky. He's fast. He can punt return, kick return. He could be a gunner. And he ran a great 40-yard dash time. We like that guy a lot. And so then I listened to guys like Mel Kiper Jr. If you've listened to Mel Kiper in this offseason, he keeps bringing up Bub Means' name. So I would not be shocked if Bub Means snuck his way into the early part of day three, maybe the fourth or the fifth round. And then you got guys like MJ Devonshire and AJ Woods. I think Marquez Williams is going to be an undrafted guy just because he's a shorter option. But MJ Devonshire, he's going to get drafted. He's a quick guy. He's been a playmaker in big spots. People love that about him. But AJ Woods testing, if you look at relative athletic scores that compare corners to their explosiveness, to their speed, to their size, AJ Woods had the sixth best relative athletic score of all cornerbacks in this draft class. I think he's going to compare a lot to like a Damari Mathis or a Jason Pinnock, two guys who weren't major on everyone's draft radars at the start of the process, but tested very well. And then everyone's like, let's give that Pitt cornerback a shot. So I think this year you see three Pitt players drafted, maybe four.
Would you be okay if the Steelers ended up with either Memes or Devonshire late in the draft?
Certainly. I think Means would be a good addition to the Steelers receiver room. He'd be an athletic speedster guy. He could also be a special teamer, and they need those kind of guys in the roster. Devonshire is another guy. I think, yes, they need another cornerback for the future. And right now, you know, a lot of people are enamored with Corey Trice because, you know, he was such a promising player coming out of last year's draft class. But Corey Trice, you know, suffered an injury very early in training camp, and we haven't seen him since. There's no guarantee that him or Darius Rush are going to work out long term. You'd like to think that one of them might. But if you threw MJ Devonshire in there, that'd be another young corner that you can work with, especially if, let's say, the Steelers pass on corner in the early parts of this draft to get a tackle, a center, a wide receiver, a defensive lineman, any other smattering of picks like that. But I think Devonshire would be a good addition. He would take time to adjust, but he would be a guy that, yeah, I think he could eventually compete and maybe start on the outside at the cornerback position.
Chris, tell me who your top five quarterbacks are, in your humble opinion, Ooh. Going into this draft. Rank them 1 to 5. If you were starting a franchise, the guys that you would put the ball in their hands, 1 to 5.
I would go Caleb Williams, number 1. Jaden Daniels, number 2. Drake May, number 3. Michael Penix, number 4, and Bo Nix, number 5.
No J.J. McCarthy, huh?
Oh, I'm sorry. My bad. I skipped J.J. McCarthy. J.J. McCarthy's number 4, then Michael Penix is number 5.
You obviously cover Pitt, so you're not quite as familiar with some of the other teams. But what's his name? Chop Robinson, is that his name? The guy from Penn State?
Yes.
He's been on a lot of first-round draft boards. What do you do? I mean, I'm assuming you've looked at him a little just because he's been so prominent. What are your thoughts on him?
I like Chop Robinson. I think that he brings some things to the table that a lot of his traits are what are putting him there. Like if you look at his numbers, like he only had like 4 sacks or something last year. He's not been a prolific edge rusher that everyone was saying like in college, like, man, he's going to be a superstar in the NFL. But if you look at his size, you look at his athleticism, you look at the skill sets that he's put on tape, people love that about him. And I do think he could end up being a first-round pick for Penn State this year, which would give them multiple first-round picks because Olu Fashanu, he's definitely going to be a first-round pick. He might even go in the top 10. I think Fashanu is actually, maybe the best pure pass-protecting offensive tackle in this draft class. I think Joe Alt's the best offensive tackle overall. But if we're talking about just pass protection, Fashanu is that guy out of Penn State. But Chop Robinson, I think that he has the traits that a lot of people look at and they say, hey, I want that in my edge rusher. And that's why he'll either, if he doesn't go first round, I do think he goes second round.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
All right, in the end, I'm sure you read Jerry Dulac's piece. A lot of people in the Steelers organization, or at least some, are really, really high on Graham Barton. Does it shake out with the obvious pick?
I'm not sure if it's the obvious pick, because I think that the Steelers could fall into a situation like when they talked about Cam Hayward and how, you know, way back when they picked Cam Hayward, they never thought he'd fall to 31. I think there are a number of guys who, like, you traditionally don't get a shot. Like the Steelers, if you look out through their history, they don't have the Hall of Fame offensive tackle in their history. And in today's NFL, that is a premium position. Last year, they were able to be fortunate enough to trade up and get Broderick Jones. This year, they may get a chance to get a guy that's very similar to Broderick Jones as far as talent and prospect-wise at a key position that is highly valued in the NFL without even having to trade up. That would be the only thing I think would get in the way of Graham Barton, or like Quinion Mitchell found probably to fall all the way to them at 20. But Graham Barton's a heck of a player. He's a heck of an athlete. If you look at, again, if you bring up the relative athletic scores again, there are two players who are first round graded guys with 9.99 athletic scores out of 10 points. And it's Graham Barton, the offensive lineman out of Duke, and Adonai Mitchell, the wide receiver out of Texas, who I think is also going to be a fine player in the NFL. But Graham Barton, if they get him, they're going to be very happy. I know that people are going to say, well, wait a minute, Kendrick Green, we don't like guys that haven't played center their whole careers in college. Graham Barton did a good job in his freshman year at Duke. He's a heck of an athlete. He'll adjust back to it. And he's been training as a center this whole draft process because he recognized, hey, that could end up being the position that I'm in. I like Graham Barton. If he's the pick at 20, I think Steelers fans will have every reason to be happy about it. I'm just not so sure that this tackle class will shake out in a way that the Steelers don't say, ah, you know what? We have this tackle. Let's say J.C. Latham or, you know, Talaise Fuaga ranked above Graham Barton. So we got to take this guy and we'll worry about center later. But again, if it's Graham Barton, Steelers are very happy with that.
You know, one thing I was going to ask you as a follow-up to Joe's question about quarterbacks, do you think any of these guys – I'm going to make a prediction that's going to go down as either the worst I've ever made or the best I've ever made. I don't like any of these guys, and I think they're all going to be very – at the best, you know, very average or below quarterbacks in the NFL.
I think Caleb Williams has the tools to be a generational quarterback, but I think that he needs to be in an organization that's going to – push him in the right directions. It's going to challenge him in the right ways. And I'm not 100% sure the Bears are that organization. I mean, let's face it, they haven't really developed a quarterback ever. You know, when you think back to in their history, I mean, even their best quarterback in my like adult watching times is like what, Jay Cutler, and they had to get him from the Broncos. So I think Caleb Williams has the potential. I don't know if he'll get to there. I really like Jaden Daniels. I think that he has a tool set that makes him very unique in this draft class. But I also think he needs to be in a system that works for him. I'm not so sure that the Commanders are that system, but they're under new management. We'll see about that. Drake May, I think, you know, I think at one point a lot of people ranked him very high, and I think that he's kind of, people have started to come down on him. But I'm kind of with you, Paul, that I don't know that this is a dominant quarterback class despite everything else. J.J. McCarthy is the biggest wild card to me. And it's funny that I forgot when, you know, you guys asked me for a quarterback, and I forgot to list him as my fourth there because – I honestly, like, I think that J.J. McCarthy has potential, but I haven't seen it proven in college. And there's some people talking about J.J. McCarthy being the fifth overall pick, and I'm just like, I don't know about all of that. I think that if you took him in the middle of the first round or the second round, that would make sense. But, you know, Penix, too much of an injury history. Bo Nix, you know, I think that he has a lot of the issues that Kenny Pickett had as far as just coming out at the age that he came out. I'm not 100% sold that this quarterback class is going to be one of the best ever, or even, you know, one of the best recent ones. But I do think that there's going to be a lot taken. I actually have in my mock draft, I think I have 5 quarterbacks being taken in the first round. So I think that could happen, but I don't know if it's going to work out for anybody just yet.
Chris, we appreciate the time, man. I will see you later tonight. See you, buddy.
See you guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours.
and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.